The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. On a Sabbath, Jesus went to dine at the home of one of the leading Pharisees, and the people there were observing him carefully. He told a parable to those who had been invited, noticing how they were choosing the places of honor at the table. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, Jesus said, do not recline at table in the place of honor. A more distinguished guest than you may have been invited by him, and the host who invited both may approach you and say, give your place to this man. And then you would proceed with embarrassment to take the lowest place. Rather, when you are invited, go and take the lowest place, so that when the host comes to you, he may say, my friend, move up to a higher position. Then you will enjoy the esteem of your companions at the table. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. Then he said to the host who invited him, when you hold a lunch or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or your wealthy neighbors, in case they may invite you back and you have no repayment. Rather, when you hold a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind. Blessed indeed will you be because of their inability to repay you. For you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous. The Gospel of the Lord. After hearing this morning's gospel, especially the last part, if you're going out to lunch or you're planning a dinner, is it likely that you're going to go out to the freeway ramps this morning and invite some uninvited guests to join you? Well, I wouldn't put it past some of you. But even if you did, you might miss a deeper meaning that Jesus has for us in today's reading, in the gospel, as well as in the first reading. When Jesus addressed this parable to the host at the dinner, he did something that was pretty vintage Jesus. I mean, this is the kind of daring and revolutionary kind of Jesus that you see every once in a while in the gospel, shaking things up. The gospel says that they were observing him carefully. Maybe some of them didn't know him very well, wanted to get to know him better. Or some were critical of him, just wanted him to make a mistake or a fault that they could find. So this was their chance to see what Jesus was really like. And they got a mouthful. It's obvious that Jesus was also observing them very carefully. And he saw how some of them were vying to take the highest places. That's when he told the parable, in which he also seems to advise them, take the lowest place so that when your guest comes along, he's going to see you there and going to move you up higher. To me, it almost sounds like hypocrisy. Go lower so you know you can go higher. But Jesus shows that's not what he had in mind when he said, whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted. It was humility that he was promoting, thinking of oneself as not being worthy of a higher place. And that's when he advised his host what he should really do. He should invite those who cannot repay him. If his host were really humble, not just throwing a dinner party so his guests would invite him in return, then he would deserve a reward. Reminds me of a famous saying by Yogi Berra, if you don't go to other people's funerals, they're not going to go to yours. That was typically yoga. And this is typically Jesus. Unfortunately, in Jesus' time, that was the rule of the wealthy. I will invite you if you will invite me. There's no real humility in that. And if that sounds like an echo about humility, it's because those are the words you heard in the first reading. The prophet said, or God said through the prophet, "My child, conduct your affairs with humility. Humble yourself, the more, the greater you are." That's the deepest meaning of what Jesus is saying in the gospel. It has to start in your heart. Because if your actions do not come from a humble heart, a heart that's willing to see others more worthy of you, or you're willing to serve them, it won't matter who's coming to dinner. We saw some marvelous examples of that kind of humility recently, and you may have well seen them on television. There was one striking scene in the Olympics that you may remember. In the 5,000-meter run, the New Zealand runner stumbled and fell, and the American runner named Abby D'Agostino collided with her, taking a bad tumble herself. Well, when Abby got up, she looked down and she saw this New Zealander named Nikki Hamblin lying there almost motionless on the track. So she bent down and helped her up. And then they both started to run. But then Abby fell down because her knee had been badly damaged. Then Nikki bent down and helped her up. And the two of them hobbled their way to the finish line and then embraced each other. That was a great Olympic moment, and it was a great humble moment, a great gospel moment, because gold wasn't as important to each of them as it was to humble themselves to help each other. You may have seen another story during the devastating floods in Baton Rouge. There were many people who humbled themselves to help their neighbors going out in boats or whatever they had or whatever they could. But there was one caught on television that was quite remarkable. An emergency boat was seen approaching a submerged, half-submerged vehicle in the water that was starting to go down. And inside, a woman was screaming, "Help me, I'm drowning." So the three men of the boat tried to break the back window, and that didn't work. And then the car went under the water. One of the men in the boat, named David Fung, jumped into the water. He tried to open the door or the window to try to get in, and the car went down. So he dove under the water, and in a moment he came up with a woman. And she said, "My dog, get my dog." Well, she was about to dive under when he stopped her, and he dove down too. And in a few seconds, he came up and said, "I got your dog." And I think she said on the tape, "Oh, you're a honey." You can't risk yourself like that, not only to save a woman, but also her dog, unless you're really humble, unless you have that right kind of a heart, a humble heart that is willing to risk your life to save somebody else. There was another story that didn't make it onto video, but it was told by a journalist who was in a line at Walmart in San Antonio, Texas, about a week ago. And the fellow in front of him was asking a young lady who was just in front of him with a cart packed full of school supplies, asking her, "What are you doing with all that park full of, all of that cart full of that stuff?" And the woman named Sabrina Drood explained that she was a teacher. And with all the budget cuts, there wasn't any money to get enough school supplies for her pupils. So she was buying them for herself, for them. And when the cashier totaled the bill, it was $97. When she went to pay, the man in front said to her, "Put away your wallet." And he thrust a $100 bill to the cashier and told the teacher, "You teachers don't get enough recognition that you deserve." And Sabrina burst into tears And she said, "That's the sweetest thing I ever heard." So if you go home today and say to your family, "Guess who's coming to dinner?" With today's gospel in mind, that's wonderful. But don't overlook all the other opportunities that we have in our lives to humble ourselves, to help others. Many of them right here in this parish. The Haiti Project, the youth ministry trips to the poor and the elderly, giving bank across the street, the Get on the Bus Project, the ministry fair that's coming up. In today's bulletin, you'll find all kinds of opportunities to help and to serve others. Or even if you're able to help those people, thousands of people who have lost their homes in the recent fires and floods and earthquakes. And at least to sympathize with those families in Syria who have lost over 100,000 children in the last 5 years. All you need, and that's heartbreaking, but all you need is not a broken heart, but a humble heart. A heart that's willing to serve others. A heart like the heart of Jesus, who today invites you and me, like the crippled and the blind and the lame, to his dinner party, to the Eucharist. He invites us. All he says is, "Come as you are," with a humble heart.